Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for the vision. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. Amen. For a pastor.
Cooper, praise God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for being in the house of the Lord one more time. Glory to God. You don't have to do it, but it's true. You don't have to do it, but it is in my house. Glory to God, amen. Giving us another chance. Oh, thank God for the motherboard. Thank God for overtook your mother. Hallelujah. Talk about your mother, amen. Amen. That's kind of positive. Glory to God. That's a blessing to have your mother. Y'all be thinking all the time. I'm just trying. Don't worry. He's called all the time. I think about calling the 9. I'm doing it. Didn't draw his mother while he's talking. Oh, he's doing it. I tell you. But I thank God for his God, amen. This is another day for his God and the Lord has made. And we can make God for his Lord. And I want to tell you what the Lord has done. And Father, in honor. Glory to God. I'm going to go to the book of Acts. I'm the 3rd chapter for his God. Amen. I'm going to the pastor conference.
Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Everybody get it standing to your feet. Let us read the scripture. And the word of God says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, then the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Amen. May God bless the reading of the word.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's right. Glory, 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 glory. Thank God for his name. Amen. Yeah. Thank you. I'm on your today for his name. I'm going to be thinking about him all. Amen. It's been some time. He's 20 years old. I am 25. I've been talking to my own to come home to come home with me. That's what I just wanted to do. Kind of got a little bit of meat in my heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank God, praise God. Amen. For being in the house of the Lord one more time. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. That's another day. At dawn, I'm giving God another day. At dawn, I'm coming. You're coming. What if I'm in my mind? It won't be gone. Just another day. I
I don't care.
But here we are people that we don't get God a commitment that we're gonna stand, we're gonna hold on. But now here this man was laid from his mother's womb, and you can imagine he had problems at the brother's house.
Coming now, so I don't know if you're gonna be able to time it or not, but what am I just gonna do the same?
at that time, it came down on the ninth hour. It was going into the temple, the house of prayer. And now we know it was praying. But it's going into praying. But I don't think it's praying enough that I can imagine. It's all going into praying for all of the people and all of the places that was in the house of the Lord. It's a good thing to be able to get a prayer. Because if you want to be able to get a prayer, then it's now God going to answer your prayer. So now when God answers your prayer, guess what? God will do just what he said he's going to do. But it ain't going to be short. It ain't going to be, late either. It's going to be right on time. But now we got to know for things to work for us. We got to have faith in God. And God gives every man a measure of faith. And all we got to do is believe. When I would believe, then everything will begin to work. But here's Peter, God going in, and now the lame man, he's laying at the gate. The Bible said they're laying him down every day. This man didn't miss a few people there every day. I could imagine. I don't know how much money he might have got within those days that he was there. But he was just there laying there all the time. And I said he was once there in the same condition that the lame man was in. But now, to make another thing, if you if something wrong with you and you will ask to get bad eyes, you have a bad head, or you have a bad arm, or whatever.
Because I was thankful for God. I had to do that because he said, After that, Jesus was telling us, Peter, try this stuff around.
said it that way. God made it possible. And here we are in the house of the Lord today. We got Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. That name is above every name. And Peter began to tell him, he said, "Thou, the prophet that God have already spoken, that God shall raise up this Jesus Christ, whom you have heard, who Pilate was willing to release, who you cursed and killed, God has raised him up again from the dead." It is by his name what this man was raised up. And by his name, he was received by his name. This man received his glory. But I just want to just tell you that the name of Jesus was the throne of God. But even though sometimes we don't think that it ought to be, and I believe that sometimes I see a man. But God was still doing the same thing. But they weren't done. But I'm going to tell you today that you can come out of what you is. Sometimes we begin to think that we can't make up our minds and look like that we just can't concentrate. But then the Peter began to talk to the priest and tell him, he said, "Now all you have to do," he said, "repent and be converted."
You can be converted and changed and be filled with the Holy Ghost and the light of
Bible name. I couldn't imagine he had problems after problems after that. He just couldn't have it like that. When he said one thing, I'm like, just make it just happen. I ain't got to get on the outside. The prophet said, he said, God said, but God put it on the outside. But I know if I just get a loop in the fish. I see the person wasn't, he wasn't all stuck up in the $100 line. Look at all the lines, $25 line. But look at